Welcome to the Fearfully and Wonderfully Me podcast, a podcast designed to help you increase your influence, develop your leadership, and maximize your results. Hello, everyone. Welcome to today's podcast episode. First off and foremost, I want to just touch on and mention a couple of seasons ago, probably maybe 3 years ago, three podcast seasons ago, Mac and I did an entire podcast series on our book, Change Happens, Leading Yourself and Others Through Change. So this isn't a new topic, but I wanted to revisit this subject in a couple of podcast episodes over the next few weeks. But if you want to dig deeper, of course, you can find the book online. And again, the title's Change Happens, Leading Yourself and Others Through Change. And Mike and I wrote that book where we have 15 chapters in the book. And in each chapter, you get both my perspective and his perspective. So different perspectives on the same chapters that give you both a little more insight personally and a little more insight professionally. So those, if you want to go back and drill down, of course, you can find the book. But if you just want to listen to the full podcast episode series where we were both talking about the book, because we co-wrote the book together, so we did a series of podcast episodes together, you can find those starting at episode number 157. And so that's several seasons ago. But of course, you can drill down into those if you want more. And of course, those that podcast series have Mac's perspective as well, because we're both recording those podcast series. So the other thing I wanted to just touch on relative to this topic, number one, when it comes to change happens, right? We know that change in and of itself is one of the few constants in life. The only thing that is constant in life is that everything is going to be changing, right? So the problem is that change always brings with it challenges, and it brings with it sometimes fear of uncertainty or unknown. It can cause resistance to change when people aren't embracing change. It can be a challenge or it can be an opportunity. Some of that is just depending on how we look at it and how we embrace it, how we leverage change. Change can bring both challenges and opportunities, right? And so sometimes we focus on the challenges and we don't look for the opportunities and therefore miss them. So super, super important to realize how change, when it happens, can affect our influence, how we embrace change, how we leverage change, how we can create change in a positive way can increase our influence. But if we fear change, refuse to go through change, or whine when change happens, then that can decrease our influence, both personally and professionally. And we're all dealing with change at some level. The seasons of life change. You might be going from a change in your career, a change in a new job opportunity, a new career path entirely. You might be stepping into a season personally, where maybe as you're going through the seasons of change in your life, maybe you're now finding yourself caring for elderly parents or grandparents, and that brings with it some changes. Or perhaps it's the change from going to raising children to finding that they're off into college or out on their own or homes of their own, and you find yourself going through that change on a personal level. Maybe it's relationship changes, whatever it is. Change is happening in our lives, either personally or professionally, at some level, all of the time. So I wanted to touch on a couple of podcast episodes, how we can increase our influence through change, because I think that's pretty important. If something is constantly happening to us, how can we learn to use that for our benefit? And how can we come out of that with more influence? And that's something that we can all dedicate a few minutes of thought to. So first and foremost, today's podcast episode is dealing with the two ways that we can respond to change. So when change happens, we can respond to it either positively and proactively, or we can respond to it reactively and negatively. Jim Rohn said, "You must take personal responsibility. You cannot change the circumstances, the seasons, or the wind, but you can change yourself, and that is something you have charge of." So when I think about that, I'm often reminded of Viktor Frankl's quote. And he said in his book, Man's Search for Meaning, "When we are no longer able to change a situation, we are challenged to change ourselves." So much of the time when change is going on, we don't have any control over that in and of itself. But what we do have control of in that moment is our response to the change. Again, either positive and proactive or negative and reactive. So what we don't realize is that when we respond to change, and of course any situation, you've heard me talk on that many times, when we respond to change in a positive, proactive way, that in and of itself enables us to have more control and influence over the future or future changes. So I'll give you an example. Many years ago, I was working as a group fitness instructor, and I love teaching group fitness. You've heard me talk about that before, I'm sure. But the group fitness manager that recruited me and helped me get trained as a group fitness instructor, she kind of was my mentor in terms of a role model as a group fitness instructor. And she was also the manager of the facility. So she kind of had a dual role there. But about 6 months after I started teaching group fitness, she resigned and went to start her own organization. And that's a great thing for her. But when the new group fitness manager came on board, I didn't like the change. I didn't want the situation to change. And I kind of just drug my heels kicking and screaming through accepting the new group fitness manager. And I lost influence in that situation. Because I was whining and not shining when the change happened, I didn't have any influence with the new manager coming on board, because she knew, even if she didn't consciously know, she knew at a subconscious level that I was resistant to change. And so why in the world would she come to me with new ideas or initiatives or thoughts on any of those? And so I didn't have much influence in that situation. And it took me about 6 months to realize, number one, I'd kind of missed an opportunity there to build my influence with someone who I was reporting to. And number two, I was also losing opportunities to grow as a fitness instructor. I was losing opportunities to have influence or input over the program in and of itself. No one was really interested in my ideas because I didn't have influence. And so that cost me something. And I'm not proud of that, but I am proud of the fact that I realized it and that I was able to grow as a person and learn to do a better job of embracing change. And today I look for changes. I look for ways to create positive change. It's a mindset shift. But the learning point for me was learning the hard way that refusing to embrace change could cost me influence and opportunities. Now, hopefully you don't have to learn the hard way. Hopefully you can just learn from my mistake and my story as I share it with you and realize that change is going to happen. People are going to come and go in and out of our lives, professionally, our careers, our organizations, on a personal level. We all are going through it, but change is happening. And it's how we respond to it, again, either positively or negatively. So I wanted to drill down just a little bit of an excerpt from the book. I'm not going to read you the whole book or the whole chapter even of the book. But I wanted to talk about one particular section in the book where I talk about three reasons why we should always seek to be proactive when responding to change. And again, if you wanted to drill down deeper into this topic, you can pick up the book, or you can go back to episode 157 and start listening to a whole podcast series on Change Happens. But here we go. Three reasons why we should always seek to be proactive when responding to change. Number one, being proactive will help you manage your emotions. You know, there again, it is realizing that our joy in life is not dependent on our circumstances. And absolutely, we're striving to improve, but we need to remember to choose joy in the moment right? Joy is not a product of circumstances. Being proactive when changes happen allows us to be proactive with our emotions by focusing on, hey, what is the good in the situation? What are the benefits or the positives? Because, you know, it's like Oprah Winfrey said, what we focus on expands. You can look for the good or you can look for the bad, but I guarantee you are going to find exactly what you look for. But if you take that initiative and that personal responsibility and be proactive when change happens, that's going to help you manage your emotions. And that's a good thing because no one wants to be at the whim of their emotions. No one wants to be like a ship being tossed about on the sea of emotion. Absolutely, we have emotions. And when change happens, those emotions are there. But we don't have to be the victim of them. Number two, being proactive will allow you to stand out as someone who is a leader or has leadership potential, because those around you realize it takes a higher level of character when change happens. It takes a higher level of character to whine instead of shining, because our natural, normal, human 3-year-old self internally wants to whine and fuss and complain when change happens, right? That's just the emotion that says, I don't like this. I don't want this. Maybe I can just lay on the floor and have a temper tantrum and it will not happen. And ultimately, that doesn't move us forward in life. So those who are higher on the ladder of influence than you are will look at your response when change happens. And if you're proactive, that's going to allow you to separate yourself and stand out as someone with leadership potential, because you innately have a level of character you've developed and worked on. And you're a little bit higher because you're higher on the ladder of influence because you have control of self, right? Just like the first step of the ladder of influence, control of self. When we have control of ourselves and we're able to be proactive when change happens, that shows the depth of character and that shows more leadership potential. And you're just taking responsibility for your growth. So you will shine because, not everybody is going to embrace change. And number three, being proactive will help equip you to meet the challenges of change and turn them into opportunities. And so much of the time, I think we fear change because we don't like the unknown. It's amazing to me how many people I meet who will stay in a bad situation at work with a bad leader or a toxic team member or a toxic culture because they're afraid to change. Somewhere in the back of their mind, they're like, well, what if I don't like the new job? Well, you don't like the old job. So what have you got to lose? But so much of the time we fear that we won't like the new situation as much. So we're like, well, you've probably heard that saying, the devil you know is better than the one you don't, right? And to me, that just is such a negative way of looking at a situation. I know people who will stay in toxic personal relationships far longer than they have to or should or need to, because the unknown or the uncertainty of a new situation can be scary. And sometimes we'll stay in a bad situation, as crazy as it is, we'll stay in a bad situation that we know rather than risk stepping into a situation that we don't know. And then when we're doing that, when we're refusing to embrace change, we're missing out on the opportunities of a better job, a better workplace, a better life, because we're not embracing the challenges that change brings. And that's sad in and of itself, because then we are missing out on some of the potential opportunities to rise above and reach some of those goals or dreams. And life is too short to be miserable. If we're not in a great situation, I hope you have the courage to do something about it. And maybe that means embracing change, leveraging change, or creating change. But the thing is that it takes courage to change. But courage is one of those things that we have to grab onto. If we want the possibility of better, we have to be willing to work for it, to go get it, to have the courage to go through it, even when it's uncomfortable, right? Being comfortable, being uncomfortable is simply the benefit of growth. Until next time.
Start increasing your influence and maximizing your potential with Rhea's audiobooks. Available at audible.com, amazon.com, and iBooks. Please visit rheastory.com to learn about Rhea's books, resources, speaking, and training programs. Thanks for listening.